check in a few opening bell movers here. Let's talk chicken, you guys. Why not? We love to talk chicken here. Tyson Foods was out with its earnings this morning. It beat estimates. The company reporting EPS of $2.70, 163 was the average analyst estimate. I mean, we know what's going on here, right? Chicken prices are going higher. The expense line for Tyson, though, of course, is also going higher. I was telling you guys an anecdote on my vacation last week that as we were driving through rural Maryland and Virginia, there's a Tyson plant. And they were offering starting salary $20.65 an hour. A big sign outside the plant, by the way.
Yeah.
Trying to get those workers.
That's pretty good. And, you know, just staying on the cost side of things, Tyson noting inside of their chicken business, $410 million of higher feed ingredient costs compared to last year. And they're also highlighting production inefficiencies. Worth knowing, despite all that strong demand in chicken, that business still operated at a loss in the quarter.
Very interesting.
You see strong demand for beef, strong demand for pork, meat, bull market for meat.
Protein.
Pro-cyclical protein market. I mean, all we talk about on this program is your fake meats over here, Sazi. Tyson letting us know it's still a real thing.
I'm a big proponent of the Beyond Meat meatballs. I'm sorry. And you know what? Actually, no. I don't apologize. I think they're quite good.
I think you should apologize.
You have to apologize.
Oh my God, brutal.
There's also a chicken deal this morning, by the way. Sanderson Farms, which is a big egg producer, also chicken producer, number three chicken producer in the U.S., Cargill and Continental Grain are buying the company for about $4.5 billion in cash. They're combining it with Wayne Farms, which Continental owns, which is the eighth largest in the U.S. So obviously it'll be bigger combined company here.
Sanderson getting gobbled up today.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yes.
That doesn't work.
It does work.
No, it doesn't work?
Because that's a turkey. They sell chickens.
I'm sure there are turkeys in there somewhere also, you guys. And then another deal that I know Miles...
Any kind of poultry.
Miles
Very
is excited.
Foul. This is foul behavior.
Another deal that I know Miles is excited to talk about that has nothing to do with chicken that I can discern.
You can certainly buy chicken at some of these locations.
Yes, there you go. DraftKings is going to be buying Golden Nugget Online Gaming. All-stock deal. $1.5 billion is the implied equity value here. What did you call it this morning? SPAC on SPAC crime?
SPAC on SPAC crime. Yeah. I mean, this is it. This is a SPAC, you know, DraftKings SPAC buying the Golden Nugget Online Gaming SPAC, which came to market last year.
How hot does the sports betting market continue? We just talked to Gannett's CEO last week. He struck a deal to now get involved with the sports betting space. Bally's, we've talked to this numerous times. They are getting deeper into the sports betting craze. Of course, look at us here at Yahoo Sports. We're in the sports betting craze as well. It's amazing just the longevity of this trade. It's going on at least, 2 years? 2+ years?
Yeah, I mean, it has a lot of the same elements as the cannabis trade, right? Where everyone was smoking weed and betting on sports in their free time. Now you can do it, you know, legally, and you can do it on your phone. And so every state's going to eventually legalize it. So there's this big, you know, regulatory tailwind for the whole sector. But I mean, I don't know. Well, I know you're not watching sports. I don't know how much sports you're watching, Saz. But I am now finding the tie-ins more and more intrusive and they're all around when you sign up. Go sign up for, you know, this app and then bet on this outcome. This was in the golf yesterday. Like, if you bet on something with it, it's like you can enter some $10,000 contest, right? But I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, who's watching this that wants to bet on golf that hasn't already downloaded and started betting on golf? So so I'm asking about the CAC of the marginal consumer for sports betting, and I know that everyone's going to tell me that there's a huge market out there. There's a huge TAM. So the market, in my view, though, is like it's 16-year-old boys that are going to turn 18 and then legally be allowed to open an app.
Or it's older bettors who maybe haven't adopted yet.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Maybe. I should have asked my father if he's interested in opening a DraftKings account.
Yes, the Mr. Udland indicator. Yeah. It's an important indicator.
If he has his reading glasses, maybe. But otherwise, I don't know if it's going to happen. He actually cut the cord, though. So maybe he is, maybe he's millennializing himself the older that he gets.
I
have cable and he cut the cord. What do we make of this?
You have to come back and do some market research.
You spent your vacation market researching chicken competition, and I unfortunately did no market research this weekend. Do any?
Every day.
Yeah, Sazi lives.
What do you got? You got channel checks.
Go down the supermarket. I see inflation in the supermarket there running rampant. I mean, I'm in Target, Walmart. Things are out of stock. It's chaos out there, Miles.
And widespread staff shortages in Outer Banks restaurants is the other my other vacation report.